Morning all. It's lovely to see you on this blustery morning, but no more references to Winnie today, I don't think. Today we're celebrating Valentine's Day by reminding ourselves of God's great gift of love to each one of us that says we are worth it. And in turn, we are called to share that love with others, ensuring they know that they are worth it too. I would like to put an extra word here this morning of congratulations to James, who has been offered an unconditional place at Christ Church Canterbury. I think he deserves a round of applause for that. Faith player. Let's start with a prayer. People running in the blustery February wind, heading for the florist shop or newsagents on the corner, choosing a gift with care and attention that will speak the words, "I love you." God delights in her children's love, setting the snowdrops quivering on the breeze, taking pleasure in thoughts of giving as the winter sunshine paints a smile across the sky. For Valentine's Day breaks into the February grey, an opportunity to celebrate amidst the gloom of the receding winter. Flowers and chocolates and cards and kisses, and we celebrate all the people that we love. Amen. Joe is now going to lead us in a time of wonderful worship.
I invite you to stand if you're able as we come to offer God our voices in sung worship. Let's stand together. Amen. It's wonderful to be able to sing together, isn't it, to worship our God. In John 10:10 it says, I have come to give you life in abundance, life in all its fullness. And that's why we're celebrating today, that Jesus has come to give us life in all its fullness. And that's why we come to him with our hearts open. That's why we raise our hands to him, isn't it? Because we want to be changed. We want to be made more like him. So let's continue to worship and to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice to our God. Let's sing. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you that you choose to be part of our lives, that you want to be close to us. And so, Lord, we draw close to you this morning. Thank you for your love, never failing love, unconditional love, that loves us more than we could ever imagine, loves us immeasurably more than anyone or anything. May we know that great love this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Please take a seat.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, marvelous band. Well, does anyone recognize this one? You might recognize the picture. Well, this book is a new discovery for me, but I'm certain it's familiar to all the various parents and grandparents that we have in the room. Well, we wonder sometimes too much about what love really is, but sometimes it helps to keep it simple, like this. Guess how much I love you. And how much more does God love us? Our great big God, who made the world we live on, the moon, the stars, every planet, every galaxy, everything beyond and between. I say he loves us to heaven and back. Can I have some young volunteers, please? Two or three? Don't all jump at once. Mind you, if I show you what I want you to do, you might come and help. Come. Come on then. I would like you two, three, and I'd like some more on this side, please. Can you take that, my love? And take some of these and distribute one to everybody here. And then give a pen to everyone here. So if you do down that side. Hello, sweetie. Come on. You can do down this side. And one more, please. Come on. Somebody help me. This is embarrassing. Is nobody going to help me? Come on, big girl. I'd like you to take the pens and round to make sure everybody has got one. So everyone is to have a pack of love hearts to take home. And I would like you each to take one piece of a post-it and something to write on it with. Yes, yes, love hearts and paper. Come on, off we go. Don't forget the band, by the way, or they won't play. Somebody's happy. How are we doing? Are we nearly there? We've got a way to go. Let's hurry up. Get down to the back. Bubble. No, we're not. We haven't done the middle. Who, have you got one? No? One for you and one for you. Have you got them? One for you and one for you. How are we doing? Not doing very well, are we? Right, come along then. Chop, chop. And one for you. One. I think there might even be two there. Yes. Any more love? Any more? I think we've still got to get some more of those out. Just take the pad with you and peel it from the top. It's down this side. Okay. Are we there? Has everybody got a love heart, something to write with, and a post-it? Do not forget the band.
Mummy, you've got one, I need one.
Okay, okay. Now, what I would like you to do, you're very welcome to eat the love hearts whenever you like. But what I'd like you to do is to... Come on, shush. Shush. I've never said shh to a big crowd before. It's very strange. What I would like you to do is write something nice that you would like to say to the person sitting next to you. Something encouraging. I'm not going to use the love words, but something encouraging that you... Oh, play amongst yourselves. So if you're in pairs, that's great. If not, try and get into some sort of group where that will work. Okay, off you go. How's everyone doing? And when you've done that, swap. Let's see if they're still your friends after you've done it. Okay, let's just pull this little bit to a close. Or is everyone still busy? Okay. Thanks for indulging me with a bit of whimsy. Let's just pray for the children and their teachers before they go out to their groups. Heavenly Father, who loves us to heaven and back, teach our children to know that love is behind every good thing, that we are so blessed to be loved by you, and that you will never leave us, and that your love is forever. Amen. Just keep them. Swap them. Swap them with the neighbour. Swap them with the neighbour that you've written about. And they're off. I have sometimes wondered what the children think we do when they've left and gone upstairs. I wouldn't be at all surprised if they breathe a sigh of relief thinking that whatever we do, it must be really boring. Because games are for children, aren't they? Mm-mm. No, we just call them quizzes and then that's okay. And play a quiz is what's up next. So Kathy has got ready, hopefully, 6 songs from popular culture ready to play. I would like you to identify them by title plus a bonus point for the singer or the band. You can confer, that's not a problem. One will be played at a time. Just a few seconds to give you the idea. And then you've got a few moments to find the answer. And we will bring the roving mic round to people who would like to answer that question. No tricks, okay? I'm not up to any tricks. So we'll start with song number 1.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it.
Right. Who knows? Who's going to start me off? What's it called? Mic up here, please.
By the Righteous Brothers.
A little louder, please.
Loving Feeling by the Righteous Brothers.
Not quite. You're nearly there. Anybody else? Do you want to bring the mic up here? Thank you. Nope.
You've Lost That Loving Feeling by the Righteous Brothers.
Get there in the end. It would be a musician, wouldn't it? Okay, song number two.
Wise men say only fools rush in.
Keith, over there, please.
You'd have got the Specsavers. I told you that before.
Can't help falling in love with you.
And for a bonus point, who sang it? Who sang it?
Who was singing?
The King! Very good. Okay, let's go for number three.
Feels like fire. I'm so in love with you. Purge the soul. Make love your goal.
It's got to be Jackie here.
Power of Love, Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Yes. It was Power of Love by Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Now, frighten yourself. When was that written? 1984. Which makes me feel really old. Yeah. No showing off, Jackie. Right, and let's have number four, please.
No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate cup.
Stevie Wonder, I Want to Love You. I want to say I love you.
Yay. Yeah. It was. I just called to say I love you by Stevie Wonder. Five, please. Kathy?
I'm Not in Love, 10cc.
Yes, I'm Not in Love by 10cc. And the last one. Thank you. Keith, over the back there, look. This side. That side.
Donna Summer, I Feel Love.
Yay! Oh, she's got it. Well done. Well done. Thank you very much for indulging me. That's great. Well, there's no prize for... Thank you, Keith, for guessing what these songs have in common. So I will save you the embarrassment of asking what it has. And it's love. Love is the most commonly used word in songs across the world and in every culture. Why might that be? Well, it's because the need for love outranks every other emotional need by miles. But somehow, though, it's easier to sing about it than speak it or demonstrate it. And many think that they don't deserve to be loved from their own life experiences. And many remain unloved for the very same reason. Some are more difficult to love through their appearance, disability, disease, maybe criminal activity, or just attitude. Yet that is what we are called by our amazing God to do. No ifs, no buts. For after all, we are loved by him beyond our human understanding. How else can we show how God loves than by being that love on earth? We must put aside our ifs and buts, which are, after all, just human excuses. Did our Lord ever say, if? I will love you, but only if you do something about those clothes you wear. I would love you, but you're just too hard to understand. Of course not. And we thank God for his outrageous love, available to all, irrespective of anything, and pray that we follow your example, learning how to love everyone better with every passing day. Amen. Now Jackie is going to read to us a prayer of praise and confession.
Shall we pray? God, who tears the world's values upside down, we think of our world where unneeded luxuries are sold with promises of increasing our feelings of self-worth. And we thank you that you love each one of us, here and now, as we are. God, who turns the world's values upside down, we think of our world where beauty's secret, we are told, is hidden in a jar of face cream. And we thank you that beauty comes from within and is a reflection of your love for us. God, who turns the world's values upside down, we think of our world where love is shown by the size of the bouquet or packaging of the chocolates. And we thank you that your love is shown in flesh and blood, community and stories. God, who turns the world's values upside down, forgive us when we look to the world to find our self-worth. Forgive us when we value others according to their looks or their age or their mobile phone. And we thank you that we receive your forgiveness and your love and hear you say to us, you are worth it. Amen.
Thank you, Jackie. We're now going to sing. The band is going to help us to sing I Could Sing of Your Love Forever.
Please stand. Please stand.
Thank you. And I'm sure some of you, when you realised I was going to be talking about Valentine's Day, inwardly cursed. But I prefer to think of Valentine's Day as they do in the States and in Canada. Gifts of love are given not just to partners, but to family members and friends as well. Cards of stated affection are widely used in all directions. While it is unquestionably true that Valentine's Day is a massive win for chocolate companies, flower growers, and the gift industry in general, I much prefer the American way to our very unhealthy British emphasis on Valentine's Day as being exclusively about romantic love, expressed in red roses, slushy cards, and pink chocolate boxes. This can make so many people who are not in such a relationship or whose relationship has hit difficult times feel lonely and low in self-esteem. Even amongst averagely happy relationships, Valentine's Day can cause a lot of stress, even argument, as there is an inherent anxiety about it. Like it's almost a competition to show just how much we love each other. Now, as a teen, I remember the anxiety building as Valentine's Day approached. Would I be getting an anonymous card from someone? Did somebody love me? And then the private, bitter disappointment when I didn't. Covered up, of course, by teenage bluff and general misbehaviour. I'm sure mine wasn't the only mum who sent their children Valentine's cards in an attempt to soften that hurt. I certainly did the same for my children until they told me to stop, which was last year, and my youngest is 30. And I treasure the cards of the various dogs that I had in my life who said how much they loved me. We often talk about love in church, as we should, of course, but Valentine's Day can be an opportunity to focus on what God is saying about love for ourselves, as well as love for others. Being loved by God as his very precious children, and the ability that that gives us to freely love all mankind, subverts the advertising slogan that suggests we're really only worth it if we can afford the latest shampoo or premium ice cream. Not ice cream, face cream. That's the one. Or ice cream, we could have ice cream. Ben and Jerry's is mine. L'Oreal continues to capture generations with their very famous slogan, which is, because you're worth it. It was a genius piece of marketing, enabling them to charge premium prices as they feed on our inherent sense of poor self-esteem. So what does the Bible, God's word, say about the nature of love? Certainly there is no coercion, no playing on our sense of inadequacies. Jesus never uses our own sense of poor self-esteem to make a point. Love isn't something that is done to us or that we do to others. Love is, well, love is, Sandra's going to read for us.
The way of love. If I speak with human eloquence and angelic ecstasy, but don't love, I'm nothing but the creaking of a rusty gate. If I speak God's word with power, revealing all his mysteries and making everything plain as day, And if I have faith that says to a mountain, jump, and it jumps, but I don't love, I am nothing. If I give everything I own to the poor and even go to the stake to be burned as a martyr, but I don't love, I've got nowhere. So no matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I'm bankrupt without love. Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swelled head, doesn't force itself on others, isn't always me first, doesn't fly off the handle, doesn't keep score of the sin of others, doesn't revel when others grovel. Love takes pleasure in the flowering of truth, puts up with anything, trusts God always, always looks for the best, never looks back, but keeps going to the end. Amen.
Thank you, Sandra. Love is everything. Love is not something that we do unto others or do to ourselves. It is not about us. Love is an absence of ego, the absence of self. Love removes our need for self-gratification, our need for reward. Love is endless. We have the perfect God who is the epitome of love, and model his way we must. We're now going to watch a brief video clip from the film Chocolat. Just try and work out what is it we're actually seeing. Many of us will have seen this film or maybe read the book, and it might seem slightly odd to teach the gospel on the back of it, but one can. In the book and the film Chocolat, the central character, Viane Rocher, arrives in a French village and sets up a chocolaterie, a chocolate shop situated across the square from the austere medieval-style Catholic church. Much to the dismay of the priest and the mayor, she arrives at the beginning of Lent, when they are urging their community to repent and to fast. This conflict of interest somehow seems to bring out the worst in everyone, and cracks in relationships all over are starting to show. In contrast to the disharmony in the streets outside, Viane and her daughter pursue their chocolatier's craft with real enthusiasm and much love, cleaning and painting their little village shop and creating delicacies never before seen in that village. One by one, Viane welcomes the reluctant but curious villagers into her shop, giving them chocolate. And she encourages them to share the stories of their daily lives, their problems, their pains, their sufferings. And gradually, and so gently, the story unfolds. She encourages them to make positive changes in their lives, to rebuild relationships or move on from broken lives. She welcomes those who others have rejected, and she treats them with the courtesy that they deserve. And the more the church condemns her lack of restraint or respect for the teachings, the more people are drawn to her and to one another. the grumpy grandmother, gets to know her grandson without rancor for the first time. And she appreciates, again, for the first time, his talent for drawing. An elderly man, after decades of uncertainty and hesitation, well, he musters up the courage to date his childhood sweetheart. A young woman, crushed by constant abuse, escapes from her violent, drunken husband, and a little girl, well, she makes new friends. A married couple, they rekindle their romance. Travellers are met with a smile, and music and dancing are heard on the edge of the village. Isn't this what the God of love is all about? The healing of relationships, the blossoming of love, the helping out of friends in need of a home, the welcoming of outcasts and foreigners, the quashing of prejudice and discrimination. Isn't this what a celebration of Valentine's Day should look like? Our demonstrating God's love for each other person that says very clearly, you are worth it. Amen. David and James are going to read an intercessions piece.
Let us pray. At the entrance to the supermarket, a woman stands with a collecting tin and a box of fabric daffodils, reminding us that life is not always a bed of roses or a box of chocolates.
So, as we gather today, we pause to remember those who are financially difficult due to illness and side effects from toxic treatments or waiting for the results of the latest tests.
As we pass the advertising hoarding, we see a heart-shaped chocolate box with a boxing glove instead of a chocolate, reminding us that romantic love is not all that it's cracked up to be.
So, as we gather, we pause to remember those who are financially difficult, where relationships are broken or full of pain, or where our search for love leaves us feeling rejected and alone.
In the florists, we see a loved one's favourite flower, or a wreath of white flowers that spells out a name, a son's giant-sized photo on the side of a pub, the words, our hero, surrounded by red poppies.
And, as we gather, we pause to remember those who will find so difficult, those whose loved ones are no longer with us, but are held in our eternal embrace.
God dries our tears, and smiling reaches out to take our hand, to soothe and caress our broken lives, and slowly make us laugh again. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, James. Thank you, David. And now they've managed to skedaddle back to their right places. We're going to sing. This is Amazing Grace.
Stand if you're able.
May the God who created chocolate and laughter, shared stories and relationships go with us. May the God who embraced the vulnerable and healed the brokenhearted go with us. May the God who challenges injustice and encourages us to love our neighbour go with us. And may we live our lives as Jesus lived, celebrating life in all its fullness. Amen.